Spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus instructed the 12 as follows. Anyone who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who prefers son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take up his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And those who welcome me welcome the one who sent me. Anyone who welcomes a prophet because he's a prophet will have a prophet's reward. And anyone who welcomes a holy man because he is a holy man will have a holy man's reward. If anyone gives so much as a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is a disciple, then I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord. Well, we've all come from or we belong to a family. Family relationships are the deepest human relationships. The family throughout history, religious or not, is the foundation of good, stable society. Obviously, we know some families are large. Some of you come from large, big families. Some only tiny, small families, still family. And of course, we all know the old adage that blood is thicker than water. And I always say that those that are closest to us get the best of us and the worst of us. Is it not true? Your love, but it's true. They did last night as well. It's true. Family life, as we know, it's great, it's wonderful, it's marvellous, but also it does have that other side that can be the not so good and quite difficult. We know families do fall apart. Some members can't wait to break and get away. Some can't bear to be apart. And I often wonder in life if the most difficult thing we're asked to do is bring up children. So that programs like Who Do You Think You Are and people tracing their family tree as far back as possible, quite of course a thing these days, which are programs of course, but also the internet has made research so much and far easier. And of course parish records before all that did go back centuries, as we know. Indeed, when one of the churches I had in London, Old St Pancras, our records went back, I used to say then, the first Elizabeth, because the second Elizabeth was still on the throne then. But that's a long time back. So in some ways, when we hear the gospel today, we find it a bit difficult. It can make us feel a bit uncomfortable or uneasy, because thinking, what is the Lord saying to us? Our parents are God's wonderful gift to us, as we are to them. Our natural family. Jesus said strong attachments elsewhere, but not greater than the family of Christ. Our parents gave us life. Jesus gives us eternal life. When he came, he said he came to give us life and life in its fullness. That is life in its fullness, eternal life. Because he's the one who came to reconcile us to the Father. So when Jesus is talking to his disciples about those who belong to him, in a way, he's talking about the spiritual family tree. So we belong to his spiritual tree, and he, therefore, quite clearly, because of who he is the most important. And he sets out two basic concerns implicit in true discipleship. The first, absolute commitment that's implied. Or the natural ties of affection, home, family, even life itself, are all put at risk if we are to be a true disciple of the Lord. And he says it in today's gospel, as those of you, most of you, I think, know me well enough here. Take up our cross every day, crossing ourself out every day. And Lord, your will, not mine, be done. That's the basic condition of the Christian calling. And that's why St. Paul links it immediately, that second reading we had, to our baptism. And as I ever tell you, the first sign you get in your baptism, it's nothing to do with water, oil, or anything else, it's the sign of the cross. And I always say, when you're on our last journey here as well, that eternal life begins then, and it's not severed. That's why the family of God is that most important family, but our own family is part of all that. So then Jesus, just briefly, goes on to describe the behavior of the child of God, that's all of us, to give a welcome to a person is a godly sign. To be of service to each other, to a person, is a godly sign. Even to give a cup of cold water to someone is a godly sign. And all that's the import from our first reading with Elisha. So that whatever our family background, whatever our nationality or origin, wherever we come from, but we all know where we're going, with the Lord, we're first and foremost children of God. And that also takes him back to our children. I think the line I forgot to say to you about the lady that's in her 102nd year was, she said, of course, I only feel 17 really. But we had a lovely school mass on Thursday, and the children loved to sing. They didn't sing it that day because it was Peter and Paul. But there's one that they do roar their heads off. Children of God, in one family, God loves me. Whatever we may be, God loves you and God loves me. Children of God, in one family, loved by God. Or is another one, we belong to God's family, brothers and sisters are we. The biggest family on earth, God's family. Our parish, the Holy Family. May we imitate them now.